Traditional Māori and Pasifika leaders have signed a declaration seeking to grant Wales legal personhood. The declaration seeks to protect the rights of Wales to migrate freely, salvage dwindling populations, establish marine protected areas, and set up a dedicated fund for whale conservation. Tiana Haxton has this whale tale.
He whakaputuanga Moana, signed by Aotearoa's Kingi Tuheitia and the Cook Islands' Kaumaiti Nui Tu'uariki, aims to give whales, or to'ora, more robust protections that are recognised internationally. Travel Tu'uariki says the entire body of the House of Ariki supported the declaration, acknowledging the cultural significance of whales as well as their role in the ocean's ecosystem. He says as people of the ocean, Cook Islanders have a responsibility to protect the creatures that dwell within.
Because this ocean belongs to the people of the Cook Islands. The whale is very important to all of us. So that's why we stand up to protect the resources, to maintain that, to look after what we have in our ocean, in our EEZ.
Earth Council Alliance Chairperson Lelele Laulu says whales are highly regarded figures in the myths and legends of many Polynesian cultures.
The tokora were the spirits that led the canoes to their ultimate homes. Therefore, they're very, very important to them. Whales are much more revered in Polynesia. So this is what is very significant, that the Polynesian leaders themselves adopted this declaration.
He says the legal personhood will preserve the tohora's mana and integrity by working towards internationally recognised conservation for whales across the Pacific.
But giving them personhood means that now they have rights, now they can people can sue on their behalf in the courts of law, and they can be much more carefully protected, whereas before they didn't have any rights at all. They were just a bounty of the ocean and open for anyone to do anything with them.
Nan Hauser, who has been researching Cook Islands whales for the past 3 decades, says she is proud of the Indigenous leaders for taking a stand for the conservation of Tu'ora across the region.
It gives a really big statement and personhood to these whales that travel to the Southern Ocean to feed in Antarctica. And I'm hoping that it will be a voice that will protect them.
After 23 years of advocating for legislation, Hauser says this is a step in the right direction. The declaration has also gained significant interest from other countries. A big signing event of He Whakaputanga Moana is expected to be held at the inaugural gathering of traditional leaders in Hawaii in June this year. Both Tu'uariki and Kingi Tuheitia have confirmed they will be attending. They say they are looking forward to connecting with Pacifica leaders to ensure whale songs will continue to resonate throughout Te Moana Nui o Kiva for generations to come.